Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your Game Master, and with me we have Colin, who plays Bedlam.
Hello, everybody.
Rob, who plays Damon.
Hello, everybody.
Mike, who plays Weasel.
Hello, everybody.
And Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
So, what happened last time, y'all? Just quick recap.
We got home.
30-second recap.
We got home.
We met Packmaster, met his puppies. He took us to the Claw Base Delta. We took a teleporter back to FSA headquarters. We met Jolly. We debriefed with Jolly. We teleported to Grimoire. Getting ready
got
to
a long
to the
rest
Shadow
in there,
Run.
Too.
And we leveled up.
We did drugs, people. And got a rest in 4 hours.
Well, Bedlam didn't need to.
It's more of a nutrient flush, but...
We did drugs.
Bedlam gets a long rest in 4 hours anyways, so he just
kind of
sat there.
Did I get that rest in 2 hours? Just stir around for 2 hours on my cell phone?
They actually end up studying you for the rest of the... They're like, how the fuck does this happen? Alright, so you guys... the last thing that happened was Damon was going through his... ritual his ass back in his the ass of him and all of his compatriots back into the Twilight Realm, and he did pop his Twilight Sanctuary before he went in because he was smart about it and I wasn't gonna get to do a free 2d12 in his party.
How many temp hit points do we get from that too?
We'd get max,
which is what
it's d6 plus 7 now,
so 13.
Yep.
Which is better than 10.
Well, we got 9 before we walked in, right?
But they don't stack.
They don't stack.
Okay.
Disappear at a long rest, so...
Bah.
Or short rest.
Bah.
Yep. Any rest.
Bah.
So, we all have 13 temporary hit points. As we're walking through the Shadow Realm.
So, as you enter the Shadow Realm, it looks identical to what you remember. This is the same portal you exited from.
Is the string still there?
So before we go through, I just want to have a quick conversation with Granite. If there's any other knowledge that you
would
be able
before
to pass
on. We left.
And,
yeah,
and you got it.
Before we go through, I would like to have a conversation.
You
with Granite.
Missed that boat when you left the FSA HQ without talking to Granite.
Well, we kind of just skipped our way to here. So
I gave you guys plenty of opportunities to talk to him. Y'all missed.
When?
We will be back shortly. We have the transponder. Hopefully that'll help us.
Now, if you want to try and call him on the phone, that's fine. I don't guarantee he'll answer.
It's not going to
work. We have no signal.
And also considering you're in an extra-dimensional space, it's not going to work.
And then a different plane.
Descending connect. Do I think sending?
There's a 5% chance of failure. So that's like part of the spell.
So I would be able to connect with him and ask him any messages. Do they want to... Ask him any questions.
I have no idea.
So, Paul?
Yeah.
As we proceed to follow the map we actually have of this location and where our people to rescue are located.
I believe you had a map to the exit. You didn't have a map marking where everyone was.
Yeah, we did.
Yes,
did you?
We did.
Shit.
He marked a map up of where we can find the others.
And that we are safe from him for 24 hours.
Correct. Okay, so you're following your map. It is...
We're also looking for shadow mice.
We are looking for shadow mice.
I would have asked Grimoire if there was a way of containing them.
I'll take my passive... I'll be constantly on the lookout. Don't slow down. I'll slow down to look for that.
Because with your slowdown speed, you're the same speed as Luna.
Yeah. No, just so we don't have to move at half speed while looking for mice.
Oh, no, don't worry about me. I'll just go my normal speed, and I could probably find one eventually.
Oh, Luna, you're moving a bit slow there.
Listen.
Okay, so
what would she tell us about how to contain one if there is one?
Oh, a shadow mouse? Well, if you were lucky enough to find one, I mean, she hands you a little glass bottle. Just... pop it on the head with this. This will suck it up.
Okay.
How many shadow mice do we find?
Roll perception, everybody.
Hey, I now have expertise in that.
Rolled a 14 plus... Oh, wait. Is that 14? Yeah, 14 plus 7 for 21.
Ooh, nice.
I rolled a 13 plus 7 for 20.
16 plus 2 for 18.
18 plus 3 for 21.
Anyone who broke a 20 will find one.
So we got one. Three.
Oh.
No, two.
We got three.
We got two.
Oh, two.
You guys both hit 8. No, you hit 21? Yeah. We have three.
Yeah.
We got three.
And they all fit in the same jar?
Yep.
Cool.
it was like this. It was like the size of like a water bottle. So,
Are they fighting?
They go inside and they turn into like a mist.
Until they reform.
Interesting. Okay, that goes.
Are we going to get one giant mouse or Cerberus mouse now?
R-O-U-S.
Rodent of unusual size.
Yep. Princess Bride.
Excuse me.
Good movie.
Cece has to level up somehow. She has to fight for her meal.
No, she just wants to look at it.
I just like to look at it.
We continue in the general direction. We continue
going towards the nearest target.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to make constant searches for anything interesting as we're moving.
Okay. It'd be investigation.
Oh, shoot.
12 plus 9 is 21.
Okay.
I got a 17 total. 16 plus 1.
So as you're going to see what look like the remains of ancient Roman coins and ancient Roman objects. If you'd like, you could grab them. They are shadow. What I will be referring to as like shadow tainted. So you'd have to find someone to cleanse them if you actually wanted to, try and sell them.
Yep.
But
do I think I might be able to eventually do that?
Maybe. You'd have to. It'd be a roll. It'd be a power check.
Go light.
Yay.
Oh, you have light power, so in addition to your twilight abilities, it'd be a power check at advantage for you.
Yay.
But with his intelligence power check, you'd know exactly how to do it, right?
Hmm?
Roll his intelligence power check first, and then he'd know exactly what he needs to do.
They both use the same stat.
Oh, yeah. But he's got expertise.
Okay, so...
I do.
Which of the three dots are you going to? Which of the three targets are you going to first?
Whichever is the closest.
Read me the list.
Arclight, Sigma, and Tigra.
Did I tell you what Sigma's power sets? What power set?
You have told us nothing about their power sets.
Okay, so you're at going
least to, that I can remember.
Hey, Colin, check the notes.
I'm looking there.
It's on my notebook, but.
Card, the spoiler.
Arclight
has light and fire powers. Tigress can shape-shift into a tiger or hybrid tiger, and she's also immune to curses, and we don't know anything about Sigma.
The path, if you were going to trace from where you guys are to the three capes that were stranded here to the... The gate out that you know of leads you from Sigma to Arclight to Tigris.
So then, Sigma first.
Yep. So you're going to end up going through what looks like a bazaar.
How bizarre.
Yeah, a bazaar, and all the objects that would be like sold are frozen into like stone statues. But as you pass one of the stalls, anyone with a passive investigation of 15 or higher, which is anyone with investigation plus 5 or higher.
Plus 9?
You will notice that there is a single black gem that doesn't look like it's attached to the ground.
Is there anyone else nearby?
Okay.
No. You haven't seen anything move since you got here.
Can I do a perception check to see if there's anyone... any demons or any, like, this is a trap or something?
You're looking for a... It'd be investigation for trap.
Just some trap.
Investigation for trap. If you're looking for, like, a physical trap. If you're looking for people, it'd be perception.
Yes. So, perception is 24, and the investigation is... Not good. It's a 6.
You don't see any people or any beings that are coming towards you.
Colin, you wouldn't have noticed the gem. Your passive investigation.
Yeah, I have
is
a passive.
He has observant.
Oh.
It adds 5 to passive investigation.
Never mind then.
So,
hooray,
what do you guys?
We don't notice anything.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with the gem?
I point it out to them.
Damon, what do you do with the gem?
Double check my spells at the current moment.
Well, I would say we either take it with us, or we put it in the jar with the mice.
I literally either want to touch it, or want to see, or I want to leave it, or I want to screw it into the ground.
Plant it and grow a shadow tree.
Oh, you're right. That would happen. Luna's not smart.
Neither,
yes, no,
neither
she
is Rico.
Smart. No, she is smart. What am I talking about?
Yep.
Can I make an intelligence check?
It would be knowledge religion.
Hey, look, the cleric knows religion.
It's like I have expertise in it.
We're here for damage purposes and to
Yay.
Take it. Yeah.
I rolled a 9. Hey, I've got almost as many hit
plus
points
11.
As you do.
Yeah.
Plus 12.
It's 21.
Constitution. Yep, for the
you know that that is a void seed.
It would make a shadow tree! Yeah!
Further elaboration?
It is the basis of what would have caused this to happen.
So, hitting it with a remove curse?
Probably a horrendous idea. You could shatter this whole plane.
If we shot it with radiant energy...
You could shatter this whole plane.
We'll put a time delay on it.
What if we take it with us?
You don't know what it would do to your powers if that happened, because your powers are linked to this plane.
What would I be able to carry with me without causing any harm?
If it moved, it would move the center of this... You are in currently the dead center of the plane right now. That is what caused this to happen. What are you going to do?
Memorize its location on the map. Memorize its location on the map.
Okay.
And leave it alone for the moment. Unless I figure out something else that I can actually do with it.
Yeah, you feel like your powers are stronger near it. But you don't know what would happen if you took it out of here.
Yep. I might go back to this alone and then try. I don't want to risk them and the people we have to rescue.
Okay, so you guys work towards Sigma's location. You're probably walking for at least 2 or 3 hours, and you're walking through.
Walking, I fly, Scrubs.
Yeah, good flying when you need people to stay within 30 feet of you. It seems like a great idea.
Yep.
Roll me a. I'm sorry. I'm gonna call him.
Hovering off the ground.
Oh, like calling him a 12. We'll see how badly this goes for you.
It doesn't go badly for me.
I'm not fast. Why don't you guys remember that?
Yeah, but
it's time for you to get your leg training in.
Yeah, I
get
do that have
cardio.
That.
So you're a 35 movement?
Correct. Yeah.
And I'm a 40. He's a 30. He's a 60. So we're actually faster than him.
Oh, good.
Well, actually, it'll get boosted by the 10-foot, too.
Oh. Sorry, we're a little bit slower than him, but if he's too far away from you, he slows down.
Yeah.
As you're walking and you're getting towards what looks like a palisade made out of dark black trees, you hear the sounds of a lumberjack. After every probably 12th swing, you hear a small scream in your head.
Do we recognize the scream?
No, not in the slightest.
And it's in our head.
Correct.
That's what I was thinking. Well,
this is unique. I'm used to being the voice in people's heads.
Roll me a power check with your mind powers. So using Int or Wisdom, I believe, are the two you can pick from.
Telepathy is Int Charisma.
Int Charisma, huh? Wait, what?
Yeah, telepathy is Int Charisma.
It was just Int when...
yeah, we buffed it.
Thank fuck.
Oh.
All right. So that's plus 8, because I don't have expertise in it. Mary. That is a 7 plus 8 for 15.
You feel like you could latch onto that scream and maybe contact the person on the other end.
Okay.
It would be a die roll to see if you could pull it off.
I will try.
Roll another power check.
Nat 20.
You instantly snapped a connection, and it is crystal clear. If you want, you can add them to the mind net. Or it can be a singular.
Not yet. I'm just going to keep it with the singular.
There is a constant, you hear constantly, this is just a bad dream. 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 Like, on repeat, constantly.
Okay.
And then on the 12th swing, you hear a scream.
Okay.
And it's louder for you, and it's not a dream.
Thank you for not screaming in my
ear. Yes, I'm not going to do that, because that would be dickish.
I will.
You know that Sigma has been trapped, not as long as Granite, but he has been here at least 20 years.
20 years. Okay. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
It's just a bad dream. What?
Can you hear me?
You're just a bad dream. You're just a bad dream. You're just a bad dream.
Who am I talking to? Is this Sigma?
That name used to mean something. I'm Walter.
Okay, does that...
I'm sorry, not Walter. It's female. Female, I forgot. No. Well, hold on. No, Sigma was the one male of the group.
Yeah,
I was about to say. No, I'm Walter.
All right. What do we know about Sigma? That
nothing.
Fit? No, nothing.
I mean, you
other
knew...
Other than disappeared you knew, 20 years
you
ago.
Knew he was a... I don't think anyone was high enough to know what his powers were. That's why I didn't tell you.
So when we were in the FSA and we were talking to Jolly and we mentioned we would be going back to rescue them.
Fair enough.
Give us any.
He would tell you that his cape name was Sigma, and it was a decently powerful psychic, but he focused on fear.
Okay.
And he was his name was Walter Monroe.
Okay. Are you Walter Monroe?
Yes. You're just a bad dream. You know, they've done this before. I can't. The big wing thing did this to me. I can't. Not again.
Does that sound like the Eater of Hope?
Absolutely.
Okay. Walter, we are Capes from Riverside City. We're here to rescue you. We are here to help. We are here to save you from the bad dream.
Prove it.
Well, I'm going to lead us as quickly as I can in the direction.
He says, prove it. What's this? What's in the base of the statue what's in the base of the statue of what's his name?
Atlas?
Atlas. What's in the base of the statue of Atlas?
Okay, this is Mike taking a stab at this because Mike read the second book.
Is that Weasel one? Would know.
It's the entrance, the hidden entrance.
That's not the important part.
I rolled a natural 20.
I also rolled a natural 20.
Well, Mike is trying to remember what exactly is the important part because I know there's...
It's the true memorial.
True, yeah. The memorial.
Right, we're not looking on this.
The memorial.
The memorial to... This is Mike again. Atlas and those that were lost.
Every cave who's ever died in the service
to those who have fallen in the service of the greater good.
Oh, please get me out of here.
We are on our way.
Be careful. He's immune to my attacks. I've tried for ever to stop him.
Got it. He's immune to psychic. He's immune to psychic. I passed that out to you guys.
there is
someone, some enemy ahead that is immune to psychic attacks.
Gotcha.
Oh yeah.
His armor is made of stone.
His armor is made of stone.
Construct.
Okay.
He's enormous.
Okay, we are hurrying.
Be careful.
As fast
if he hears you come inside, he'll disappear.
Isn't that a good thing? Oh, wait, I didn't hear that.
When he disappears, does he usually come back, or is he still there, just hidden?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
My powers don't work on him. I should be able to sense him, and I can't.
Okay. We will
I just found you. There's four of you?
Yes.
Please save me.
We're working on it.
And he screams, and he screams, and the connection's cut.
Ow.
Yeah, you get, take a d6 of backlash. Take 5.
I'm not even going to mark it down, because by the time we get there, it'll be full again.
Fair. Mr. Temp HP.
Yep.
Okay. So, you walk up to... It is a 40-foot palisade made out of black wooden spears of what look like trees.
Okay.
There is no discernible gate.
Does anything happen when I punch the trees with radiant energy?
Your fist hurts?
Ow. Okay.
It's I didn't know if it was like the glass.
A lot of stuff breaks in here.
He can run up this up that easily, get to the top. Is there a place for him to stand at the top, or is it just...
There's spikes, but he could hold on to one of the spikes.
Okay.
I could hold out some rope, tie it up there. Luna can climb it.
I was considering just twin casting fly. He's already flying. Luna and I can fly.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to cast fly on you and me.
I think you could just jump it.
Yeah.
She has jump at will, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So do you.
And she has a better first level spell versus third level spell, yeah.
I still have to remain within your distance.
That's why I was going with fly.
You'd have to time it, but you could jump it. And if he flies up and you guys jump from next to each other, you should be fine.
Wait, I got 30 feet of radius. I go 30 feet up.
20 feet up to give reach. Trust
me. They stand at the base.
Yeah, but they need a running start. A 10-foot running start to get the extra height.
Fine. So, I just need to fly high enough up that y'all are covered.
Yep. Apparently, if the enemy hears us, he'll disappear. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I cast see invisible. It's non-concentration, lasts for an hour.
Lasts an hour, okay.
Do I feel like it's going to last longer here?
No.
Okay. Some of my other effects do, so that's why I asked.
All right.
Non-spell effects do. Ability effects.
You have jump at will. I can power jump, so.
I also have firework jump. With a firework kind of fly.
Yeah. You have your boost jump.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I just need an athletics from you, Luna, and a power check from you, Weasel. Or Natalie and...
Well, I'm casting the spell first.
Stop rubbing spell? Your head on it.
Jump.
Whoa.
Okay.
Jump.
Yeah.
You said athletics?
It's athletics or power, whichever is better for you, because you're strong enough to actually do this. Okay, Mike needs a little help.
Athletics.
14 on the die, so 24.
Yeah, you boosty boots up and over.
Six plus eight is...
14. Okay, you make it up. You do not make it up nearly as gracefully as Weasel does. You catch, and you kind of slam into the end of the side.
I got experience in this.
Yeah, you kind of slam into the side of one of the spikes up there, but you do land just fine. And inside the, I guess Bedlam would get this information first, but you guys would all see it. Is a pretty. It's probably 100 yards across, and in the center is a stockade with a single person in it.
Looks kind of familiar.
Probably.
Yeah, like what we saw with Leo.
Yeah, stockades are pretty common here. It's yes.
But it's not glowing, blinding light.
No.
What do we see instead?
Inside. I'm sorry, I need stealth from all four of you.
Is it going to help when we're in a sphere of light?
We literally just light. Dropped it.
I got an 11 plus 8 for 19.
15 plus 8 for 23. My brain cannot do math.
I should not roll with advantage on this, so I already rolled.
Oh. There was a reason he probably should get advantage. Boom.
Oh, okay, so my number went up by 2 then. Because
boost jump.
I have a number. What's the lowest stealth in the party? We all look at Natalie.
10 minus 1 is 9. Listen, guys, I don't want to talk about it.
Plus 1 for guidance.
Wait, don't you have the boots of?
That makes advantage. At least you don't have I cancel myself out. Yes, correct. I wish I had a plus 1, Rob. Do I?
You got plus 1 for my guidance.
10. Oh, that's right there. 10 plus 1 is 11.
No, no, it's 10 minus 1 plus 1 so for 10.
10. Son of a bitch.
With my 17.
Oh, yeah, 17. So easy sneaking around in full play.
With my 17.
No, he sees a firework go off. He's like, what is that?
You guys look in and you don't see anything. There are some hills inside here, but that's about it.
All right.
Is that a fire? Is that fireworks I smell and hear and see?
Well, we should probably progress to freeing Sigma.
Yep.
Quickly.
I do have seen this one.
Bedlam.
Yes.
Damon, keep an eye out.
Yes.
Yay, plus 2 perception.
Am I just a meat puppet to you all?
No, you are the muscle. You are going to protect me while I try and get him free.
Fantastic, I can do that.
Okay.
I got a 14 plus 7 for perception? 21. Yes.
Okay, who broke an 18 on perception?
I rolled a 13 plus 7 for 20.
I have seen visual running, if that helps.
It does not, not in the slightest.
17 plus 3 is 20.
So everyone except Damon sees it?
I have a 10 total.
The central, the hill next to the sake in the middle, isn't a hill.
Ah. What is it?
It looks like a clamshell type thing that would lift up.
Hmm.
I'm sorry, not a clamshell. It looks like a being that is laying down so perfectly still that it looks like stone.
I will try and reach out to Sigma again mentally now that I can see him.
You see that he is unconscious.
Ah.
And there's a gash on there's a gash across his chest that is slowly healing.
Interesting.
And you see that the gallows are growing a gentle green around his neck. Infer why that would be there if you would like to, but I don't feel the need to mention it because it's not really a nice thing.
Yeah. I'm going to use my emotional sense.
No, there are no... There's fear, basically, just coming off of Sigma, and that big...
That big hill?
Is excited.
Excited? So, there's a being that's pretending to be a hill over there. Should we light him up, so to speak?
Can I target him?
You're about 50 feet away from him, by the way. By the time you would be able to notice that it's a being...
Okay.
Alright. So on three.
And I'm pointing it out to you, to Damon specifically, because when I mention it to everybody else, they're just like, oh yeah, I saw it.
So
what's everybody's best range?
It's going to be an issue if he knows you guys are here.
Griddle cone. Where I just throw my griddles.
Mind blank.
It doesn't. There's a reason that doesn't matter.
Okay.
It is just initiative.
Natalie, you roll at advantage.
Oh, thank God.
Wow. Am I really? Wow, okay. It doesn't matter. You can't roll worse than me. Oops. I'm sorry, Natalie could.
Yep. I rolled with advantage.
I got a 3.
Great.
I can always tie you.
I rolled a 2. Plus 5.
All right, so... Give me a second here. Unless you're keeping track of it.
I am not. And that is someone else's job. I got enough stuff to keep track of. Mostly HP.
Alright, so I rolled a 15 plus 2 for 17. Damon?
11 plus 2 for 13.
Bright Force.
15 minus 1 is 14.
And Bedlam.
I got 2 plus 5 for 7.
You go second,
and
Matt.
And the monster.
Hey, Natalie, pencil, please.
Matt, monster goes on 3.
Oh, you get purple because that's your color. Here.
Boop. Holy crap. I almost wrote this in the perfect order.
Really?
Yeah.
Just have to switch me and Nat.
Natalie and Rob get swapped.
Nice.
Because Bright Force actually... beat somebody on initiative.
Celebrate. Beat
3 people on initiative. All right. So, I'm assuming we're jumping right into combat?
Correct.
Yes.
Now, it is going to have cover because of the way it's currently placed, but if he ignores cover, you ignore that.
I ignore cover.
With what?
Area of effect.
Oh, yeah. No, he'll get a plus to the save, actually. From cover.
Really?
Yeah.
He's got a shield made of rock, right?
Uh-huh.
Isn't rock weak to shatter?
What are you using?
Thunderball.
Oh. Little balls.
So, he needs to make... Did we say it's constitution or dex?
I think we made it just like fireball, so it's a dex save.
Okay. Well, then the spell
save... Okay. No, let's talk about this. I'd almost think it could be a strength save.
Okay.
Is it strength, dex, or con, y'all? It's one of the biggest...
Thunder techniques usually are constitution save.
Because it's an easier to... It's
because you are physically resisting the...
Let's make it a con save.
All right, then it would be a 16 con save.
Well, my con save is a baller, so let's do this. I hate everything. Though I'm lucky that I get plus 2 for cover, so... I got a 17.
Okay, well, it's 28 cut in half for 14, because he made the save.
Yeah. I'm really good at those.
Yeah. Well, let's see
how... I'm also really good at dex saves, but that was...
going to be my next question.
Not as good, but almost.
Who's next up is Bright Force.
Yes!
You are 50 feet away from it.
I'm 50 feet away from it. Okay, so I have a question.
Yes.
I have an answer.
Thunderous Smite.
Not yet.
It's to be son a of a bitch. Melee hit.
Okay.
Plus, you're 50 feet away, and you can only go 30 feet right
now. So you would move 30 feet away.
Second question. Uh-huh. Fireworks.
Yeah, move 30 feet, then fireworks?
Yes.
Or you stay at your current location.
Let him come to us.
Yeah.
If I go 25?
You'd still be in my radius,
mm-hmm.
and he'll more than likely target you then.
Fantastic.
That's the point, yeah.
25. Can I hit him still?
Yep. Roll 2 fireworks.
Where did we... Is that glitter... Same as glitter cone?
No.
Okay, what is that?
Roll 2d20.
Okay.
Wait, there should be an Eldritch Blast listed, right? Or did we not do that?
Mm-mm.
I'm looking it up.
It's okay. I know it's 120-foot range. It's... Yeah. Just roll the hit. And you add 6...
3 plus a 3 for her charisma.
Both are 16s, so it's meant to be.
So it's 2 hits?
Mm-hmm. And then with...
2d10.
2d10.
Plus 6.
Each.
No.
I can try.
I like it.
I can try.
Still no.
He could be weak to thunder damage.
He's not.
So could be.
I rolled a 0 and I rolled a 1.
So it's 11. 11 plus 6 is 17.
Okay.
You did more than I did.
Yeah. As I was struggling with my pencil.
But he's resistant to thunder damage. Fuck.
Is he? Let me check.
Are you?
No.
No?
That's good.
Well, that was fireworks, so that was fire and flame.
Well, you can decide, is it fire or thunder? And you need to decide before you throw it.
I choose radiant.
Doing the same thing, except in radiant flavor.
So, a 19 plus 9 for 28?
Hits.
13 plus 9 is...
Hits. Exactly what this cover... Wait, no, it's half cover. You miss. Actually, it's 25. I didn't even roll less than 25 to hit. You didn't roll the hit.
I hit once.
I missed Natalie's, but it's...
She rolled 22 each, so...
I missed it. I'm going to say you took the damage, but I forgot his cover. What did you have? You had a...
I had a 28 to hit for hits. 10 radiant and a 22 to hit.
Miss. Minus 10.
And then I cast Spiritual Weapon, spawning directly on him because I have a 60-foot range I can cast.
All right, swing.
It is a D8 of damage.
Wait.
You talked into the metal. It was funny.
My page says attacks per action is 2.
Yeah, you did. That's why you get 2 other attacks. Well...
That's for when you melee attack.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or weapon attack, sorry.
Okay. 27 to hit with the spiritual weapon.
Yeah.
For 9 force.
Okay. Next.
Next up is Bedlam.
I'm just going to run up 30 as close as I can and launch two Radiant Sunbolts.
So did you're standing next to the paladin, right?
Yes.
Because we want him to target her.
He's got enough movement, he can come back.
Yeah.
So roll your two hits.
AC that was a 21 hit.
Miss.
And then an 18 that misses.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just going to spend that bonus action because I can launch another one. It's probably going to miss. Yep, that's a 13 to hit. Does that hit?
No, it really doesn't.
Great.
He's very thick. And next, who's next?
He is.
It's my turn. Why does that
not... I don't like it.
He stands up.
What are you looking at?
He stands up, and you are looking at, I would send a picture of it. It is a large, red-skinned, giant-looking thing. It's 25 feet tall. It has a giant, what looks like a tree in one hand with a spike at the bottom. And his armor is made out of stone, and his armor is actually, the plating you saw, the rocks on the ground were just his armor. And he gets up and sprints towards you.
Okay.
Come at me! Bitch!
Of course!
Bitch!
He says in...
Well, if he's like a mental person, wouldn't I immediately understand?
It'd be in giantish, actually. Oh, okay. In actual giantish.
I understand it.
I know you do. Gladly.
He's happy.
I can tell. All
right, so he is going to recklessly attack you.
Fantastic. I love it. I love to see it.
He gets advantage, but he's at disadvantage, or we get advantage to hit him.
Hmm. He doesn't care.
Hey, I can live with
that.
That's
how he rolls.
At least you listen.
Sad face.
I got this.
All right, here's the first swing on you.
That's what I was going to do.
Does a 24 hit you?
You know what? Yes, it does hit me.
We'll roll the first damage first. I didn't get enough D8s out.
That's okay. I don't either.
No, I need 8 D8. I have 2. I have 4.
Do you want some?
No, I'll just roll these twice. It's fine.
Okay.
All right, so here's this one.
I think we discovered last time I don't have enough D8s for my ring spell.
13 plus 27. 33 for the first smack.
Don't get hit.
And he's 15.
You said 33?
Yeah, and he is 15 feet away from you, by the way.
Fuck.
He's just pounding you with a fist.
Yeah, no shit.
And the second swing?
Hey, don't get hit.
You know what? Thanks. Thanks for the tip.
25 hits.
Holy shit.
Four. I thought it was going to be less. It's not. That is... I can't math today. 15, 22,
23, 29. So that is less.
Is it?
Than 33?
Yes.
Okay, you should stop. please. I know, like, I don't want you to come at me anymore.
Oh, but it's fun.
It's not. Oh.
It's not my turn anymore. He came in and beat the living piss out of Bright Force.
He hits extra hard. Do not get hit by him.
It looked like that first strike did a lot more damage. Like, a lot more damage.
Only 4.
Like, double the dice worth of damage.
Here, let me tank.
No.
Did you include your temporary hit points?
I did.
Okay.
I'm at 29 HP, by the way.
Out of?
Hey.
Your buff got me up to 91.
I need a D8. Okay. So it's my action. I'm going to line it up, and I'm going to use my ring. We'll see what this does.
Light this bitch up. What kind of save is it?
Con.
I'm good at those.
I don't know what the save on it is, because...
It's your spell save, DC.
It would be my spell save?
Yeah.
Not my power save? They're different.
It would be your power save, yeah.
Because I screwed up when I told you last time the save was 16.
It should be 15.
It's your well, whichever is better between your between
my
your
spell key. Save is 16. My power save is 15.
Well, no, because your it could key off your int power set if you want your telepathy if you want.
No,
it's a charisma save.
Oh,
it's charisma based.
Okay,
it keys off whatever you're best at.
Right. I keep thinking telepathy is int.
So that'd be 15.
16. My charisma is 20.
Oh yeah.
So
I need that, and I only
16 or higher.
I need a 17. So I got it on the die.
All right. 45 damage saved to half.
So 22. Or yeah. is that half? Okay.
I wish that was halved. 98.
Isn't it 98 plus something? What's this? Oh, it's blight.
Yeah.
In my head, it was Finger of Death. I was like, no, you should get plus 30. No, it's not.
98 on a failed save, half as much on a successful one. No effect on undead or constructs. If it's a plant or a magical plant, plant creature or magical plant, it makes a saving throw at disadvantage. Is it a plant?
It is not. Damn. I thought about making it one, though.
Damn.
Is there a hole blasted in the wall of trees behind him? And the
spell deals maximum damage to it. If the target is non-magical plant and isn't a creature, such as a tree or shrub, it doesn't make a saving throw. It just simply withers and dies.
All right, next. Luna. Unless you have something you want to do with your bonus action.
Do
you have a quicken?
Do not.
You don't have quicken?
Nope. I have twin and subtle.
Wow.
I'm going to hit with my greatsword.
Get it. You have to. You are always at advantage to hit this thing.
16 plus 9.
Hits.
Cool.
Next swing.
13 plus 9.
Hits.
Okay.
Roll 4d6 and add
10.
On here it says plus 6.
Oh, it's 12. Plus 1. So 12.
4d6 plus 12. Let's roll.
Can I smite it?
Absolutely.
Okay, and I re-rolls twos and ones?
Yes, yeah, so you should... No, not oh, yeah, twos. Okay.
Okay. So,
16
plus 12.
So 26 there, and then which would you like to smite on both or just one?
Just the one.
So roll 2d8. Wait, what level smite would you like to use?
One.
So 2d8. And that was 26, you said?
Yeah. And then plus 12.
Wow.
Wait, 6?
That is
with
a 6.
With the line under?
Yes, that's a 6, yes.
The bump, okay. Yep, 12.
Wow, okay, so Bright Force just whomped this son of a bitch for 30.
Someone heal me, please!
Well, luckily, it's
you could bonus action heal yourself if you want, or you can see if you don't need it. Oh, roll a d6.
I rolled a 1.
You get 8 temp HP.
Okay.
Which will hold you up for a little bit.
I realize that it's caught between.
Hold yeah. On. So, question for you, Paul. If I cast a spell and I have a power that is a spell, like effect, like healing word, would I be able to cast a spell and a healing word?
It's not a spell, technically, so yes.
I cast Bacon of Hope.
Okay.
Okay, it's Beacon of Hope, but...
I prefer Bacon of Hope.
Sure.
Bacon is delicious.
It maximizes all my healing spells until that first duration, which is concentration for a minute.
Oh, thank God.
I then, bonus action, healing word, you for 18 points.
Yay!
Good thing.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for Bacon.
I also move closer.
So that Colin can move closer.
I don't want to die.
Okay. Just stretching. And this works.
And so that's my action and bonus action.
Okay.
And your movement.
Yep.
All that's left is your reaction. Bedlam.
Yep. I'm going to run up and punch him. Yeah.
Going to pound town. Oh, would you like to bonus? Oh, you can't use your bonus action to swing because you already did.
Yep.
Didn't
win.
Yeah. Does a 17 hit?
No.
Okay. Well, he's not in cover anymore, so
he literally said what it is.
Yeah, but that was when he was in cover.
AC of 20, okay. I told you.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a nat one. Oh, geez.
You have inspiration, you roll it.
Yeah.
Remember, you do have advantage on your attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, thanks for reminding
me. On every attack this round.
Yeah, that's 25. Won't. That'll do it.
Yep.
So that's for 8 damage. 8 damage plus 10 plus skirmish. This would be a lot easier in person.
Yeah, that's something I want to talk about later. So
16. So 16 damage on that one.
Total?
Yeah, and then I'm going to bonus action dodge, spend that key point.
Okay, next.
Him.
Oh, it's bad for you guys. Okay. Well, he's taken damage since his last turn, so his first attack does extra damage. That's the trigger. But what annoying gnats are trying to hit it?
Let's see, a smiter, a radiant puncher, a blighter.
Who's within 15 feet of him is a better question.
Most of us.
The three of them. Not me.
And you healed?
I healed her, yes.
It's going to attack you twice. And yes, I can tell.
Okay.
18 misses?
Correct.
I cast shield.
27?
That's the exact number for my shield, so I...
Off.
Right, this is the base damage?
Now roll a constitution save.
At least I dodged one.
And it was the important one.
No.
The first attack is the one that got the bonus damage, right?
First hit it gets.
Take 45. The first time it hits each turn, gets that bonus damage. It's like Rogue Sneak Attack. Wham! You still made the con save. No, maybe not.
I rolled a 12 of 20.
That does not make it.
Temporary hit points.
Doesn't matter. Still damage. It's damage taken, not damage taken to your hit points.
Debatable, but okay.
But it also calls it out in a sage advice.
Okay. So,
bam!
Bacon of Hope goes down.
Next.
Next up is me.
It's a great punch.
Yeah. He needs to make another con save.
He doesn't want
to. Well, he has to. Eventually he's going to roll low.
19.
That'll make it. So he will take half of brain not doing math. 13. So 6. Fucking fire giant.
Not a fire giant.
You didn't have to tell us.
I didn't.
Well, it has levels of barbarian and rogue.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it feels like it.
Yeah.
It attacks recklessly. It has sneak attack.
That's not actually sneaky.
Paul
attack.
Is also known to mix and match enemies.
This is a straight monster from a certain book that I will not tell you what it is until after you guys leave this place, because everything else is from it too.
Well, Bright Force, it's on you.
Theoretically, you could kill it with a good turn.
I'm going to try. So we're going to do the thing again.
Okay.
Two
so,
swings.
So I'm going to cast Smite first.
Thunderous Smite or a different one?
Thunderous Smite.
Okay.
Boop.
Now you can hold on to that until
you hit.
You hit.
Yeah. And so, then I can do it again when I hit.
You can use a smite, like a divine smite.
Divine smite.
When I'm going to hit.
When you hit, yeah.
So right now I'm going to do 2d6.
No, you have to hit
first. You have
first.
To roll a 2d20 to determine your attacks.
Okay. This is the first attack?
First attack.
Is that a fucking crit on a goddamn with a smite?
Damn yes. Right.
So this is where you say
big.
Smite.
Go big.
This
go
is where this. I'm smiting.
Okay, so.
So smite knight!
You probably drop at least a first level, if not a second level smite on this. You wouldn't do a third because you don't have
I don't thirds. Even have. I'm going to do a second level.
Now, hold on. You might just want a first.
Okay.
First it.
All right.
Because you already.
I already marked a first. So good.
Okay. So right. That is 48 for that.
Holy shit.
46 from the thunderous smite.
Four.
I literally didn't get out enough dice for this fight. I didn't think.
Okay.
I
so first round of 48.
Okay. Reroll ones and twos?
Is that a three?
Yes, it is.
Five?
Okay, so do that math.
Okay. Okay, so I see six and a five and an eight.
Okay, so that is...
There's 11 and then 19.
So 19. We'll keep it running total.
Okay.
You got the running total? Right.
And then that was the first...
Now 46. This is for the smite.
I thought we maximized and then
the ads. Oh, you're right. Hold on, stop.
You want better numbers, Natalie?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
So just roll 2d8s. And add 16. So
24.
Okay.
Okay.
Now 2d6. Now actually no 46 because it's the smite damage and it's the smite spell and the weapon. Reroll ones and twos.
16.
16 plus.
I already added the 24.
Yeah.
And then okay. What is the plus
six?
Six.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
What's the grand total?
We've got some big numbers. Hold on.
My brain doesn't want to work. Give me a minute.
Read me the numbers. I'll do it.
Her grand total is 70 damage on the first hit.
It goes down. Describe as you kill it. This is a giant with stone armor.
Okay, wait. Murdered. Can I be flashy about it?
Absolutely.
Oh, please, fuck yes.
Please do.
Okay, kill. Ready? Here we go. So... display of it, giant monster. She uses her feet and she does like a little firework at the ends of her feet, and she takes her giant great sword and just fucking stabs him in the head, like from Link's or Wind Waker, where he lands on Ganon with the head, and then she just is like takes it out and then wipes her brow and goes, and that's how you do it, boys.
As she rides the giant down and just gently pops off the other side,
does a little tumble, does
not fall out of the circle of light.
Does a little tumble and then a backstab. No. But she just jump off and does the
roll acrobatics.
See, what you don't understand is
no, I completely understand.
Four. I could maybe do a tumble or a little somersault.
It's a somersault. That's enough for a somersault.
Okay, I'm sorry, but Natalie would have a -1 acrobatics, and I can do a somersault.
Somersault's DC 1. As long as you don't get have a 1 and then a
negative.
Negative, you can do it. Now, you didn't say a handspring. That'd be like a 10.
No. There we go.
Okay.
So.
Thank you.
You rode that giant down to the ground. Boom! And the palisade surrounding this place starts to shake,
mm-hmm.
And then you feel it more than see it as it falls and just shatters outward.
Hmm.
And we're safe. We're okay.
Left behind on his body, when his body is eaten up by the shadows around him, like almost like as you watch, he's being eaten by the shadows. Is a black iron coffer about the size of 12 inches by 10 inches. No, like 16 inches by 12 inches by 10 inches. And there is an arcane lock on it. You can see it because it's visible.
Arcana?
Sure.
I'm using inspiration on that.
Sure.
I rolled a 2.
Plus 12 is still not going to get it, yeah.
I'm using a different deck. That's a 12 plus a 12 for a 24.
That is probably sealing something inside, or preventing the things outside from getting in. Most likely you'd want to do that in a contained space. You wouldn't want to do it here.
Like a magic circle.
Like a magic circle.
So we're bringing it with us.
Yep. It's not super heavy. Luna can carry it without much issue.
Okay. Well, we had that same issue with the last coffer that we found.
We got heavy.
We got heavier the further we carried it.
This one is not doing that.
Good. I'm going to go see about
Sigma. That is Sigma. The only thing I dropped, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check on Sigma.
He is crying as the stockade surrounding him falls.
Oh, he's awake now?
Correct.
I do attempt to catch him.
Oh, no. This happened as soon as it died.
Yeah, no.
And you're 50 feet away from it.
Okay.
He doesn't fall far. He falls like 2 or 3 feet and slams on his face.
It's still an attempt to react.
He appreciates the thought. He would appreciate the thought if he could see you do it.
Yep.
But he's just crying. He says, I'm finally free. I'm finally free.
We will get you out of here. We need to rescue two more people first.
Yeah, when you look at him, his eyes are black.
That's...
Would a lesser restoration fix him?
No. A greater restoration would.
Hey, I have to ask.
I wonder how many more rubies that, what do you call it, guardian has. The caretaker.
Not that many. From Boreal City.
Got it.
We may need a couple of those. Okay.
I don't remember what...
You told Leo. The Leslie's golem.
Yeah.
The caretaker grabbed a bunch of rubies and went, boop.
Oh, yeah.
Boop. Boop.
Okay, yes, I do remember that. Yes, okay. Shot them off like they didn't matter, you know?
Yeah. So, okay.
Okay.
One down, two to go.
What? So, as Sigmund gets up, you get you look at him with your emotional sight, and rather than fear, now there is hunger. And with that, it's time to end. I appreciate everybody who listens. You can find our socials in the show notes. You can find, everything you're used to hearing us say, because you'd rather not hear us say it over and over again. The big one is check out the Patreon. We'd really appreciate it if you'd listen. With that, I think we're going to call it here, guys. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.
Good night,
everybody. Bum, bum.